This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us and counting the privilege of ours to come into your place of listening, and we trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. But I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for this day. Thank you for being good to us and loving us. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be here on the radio. Thank you for each and every one of these listeners, Lord. I pray that you'd have your will and your way in each and every life, Lord. I pray that you'd speak to hearts and do that which only you can, Lord. And God will thank you for all that you do. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements, asking you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania, Bulgaria. If you would continue to pray for the mission work in Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, please remember all the missionaries, especially in the Ukraine right now, with all of the things going on. We do have some that's back in the country and want to keep them before the throne of God, that he'd keep them safe and watch after them. And these are perilous times. And so if you would help us to pray for these things, we'd greatly appreciate it. Would like to mention the camp meeting that we're going to be having at the Brookside Baptist Church here in Bristol, Tennessee, beginning on the 25th of March. We'll have two services a day, 10 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday, the 25th through the 29th. We'd like to invite you to come and be with us in any and all of these services. We're looking for a good time in the Lord and looking just to get together and fellowship with the saints of God and see the Lord's hand move in the midst. And we'd really appreciate if you'd come and be with us, or at least pray for us during this time as we gather together in his name and trust he'll be in the midst. But anyway, I want to ask you this week, if you would write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing.
Drink, I'll always. I'm glad the well's still there. Glad the water's still there, and glad you can get it if you want it. If you don't have it, that is. Many of you been to the well. You know what you know what they're talking about. You got there and got saved, and God blessed you, and that's where you found it. I appreciate it. I appreciate what the Lord's done. Man, he's doing it. Still doing it. Everybody that thirsty can drink. But you got to get thirsty before you want it. Before you can get it. That lady come to the well because she is thirsty. She didn't look for the water she got, but she got what she wasn't looking for. Most time that's the way it is. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and you said, well, you preached on that before. I'm going to keep on preaching it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I have delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. And he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. Now I want to talk to you about why did he do it. I'd like to read over here in verse 21. Or let me read verse 20 of the same chapter. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, but by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For in Adam all die, even as Christ all is made alive. Now somebody said the other day, asked William and them, but they didn't know why that Jesus died. It's been on my mind ever since. They thought he died because he was trying to stir up trouble. As a boy down at the detention center. Said, I thought he was just trying to stir up trouble the reason he killed him. Do you know why he died? He died for your sins. Amen. He died for you. Amen. He died because you're a sinner. Amen. And you're going to have to die, or he'll have to die in your place. Right. Thank God I'm glad he died in my place. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to die. I mean, I'm glad that he took my place. And Jesus told Mary and Martha, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And though he was dead, yet shall he live. Thank God I'm glad that Jesus died for me. Amen. I mean, if he hadn't died for anybody else, he'd have died for me, but I'm glad he died for whoever. Amen. I mean, the whole world. God so loved the world. That's why he did it. He loved you so much, he couldn't help but do it. I mean, I couldn't do that, but God did. I couldn't give my youngins, I don't care how bad they are or how good they are, I still couldn't have given for somebody else's life. But I'm glad that God loved the world so good that he couldn't help but do it. He couldn't help but do it. That's the reason he done it. He couldn't help but do it. I was thinking about in Adam all die, but in Christ all are made alive. So I got to thinking about that today, and I turned over here in the book of Genesis in chapter 3. And you remember the story how God told Adam and Eve, I'm going to put a tree out. You can eat freely all the trees out there, all the fruit out there. And all the trees, anything you can want, everything's free. Thank God it's free. That's what he told Adam and Eve. But he said that one tree, that tree of knowledge, you leave that alone. Now you can't eat that because the day you eat thereof, ye shall surely die. And the devil came by and told her, why, God wouldn't do that to you. I mean, God wouldn't send you. I mean, he wouldn't let you die. He loved you too much or whatever. I mean, he told her all kinds of stuff. It's not all recorded, I'm sure, what he told her. But I mean, she believed him. And she took the fruit and she ate. And the Lord had done told him, the day you eat thereof, you're sure to die. And she gave to Adam. Now Adam knew that if I eat that fruit, I'll die. But he ate that fruit because he loved his wife. I mean, God had given him a bride and God had given him a wife. And he loved her so good he couldn't help it. I mean, he said, I can't bring her up here. I've got to go down there. And so he ate that fruit because he wanted to be with her. I mean, he wanted to be with her. Now, that is the Son of God. Adam was God's son. I mean, he was a son of God. He wasn't the only begotten Son of God, but he's the created Son of God. And God loved him and come down there to be with him every day and walked in the garden with him, made him for that reason, created old Adam and Eve so he could come down in the garden and walk around with him all the time. And every evening he'd come down there and be with him. Oh, isn't God good? But that day that they sinned, God knew all about that. Son, I mean, he knew just as well as I know I'm standing right here, and better than that. He knew that Adam was sin. He knew that Adam would sin. He knew that Adam was going to sin. He knew everything was all right. I mean, and he already had another Adam to come on the scene later on. I mean, he knew about that. But thank God he still loved Adam and Eve yet enough to come down there in all of their sins and walk with them, fellowship with them. You say, but God didn't come down there. He did. He come just like he'd always. God never has failed the first man. He's always been right there when you liked it or didn't like it, when you was living right or living wrong. God's always been there to help you. Ain't you glad for a God like that, that loves you when you ain't no good? When you don't give a hoot for him, when you don't care nothing about him, there's nothing about what he's doing, he still comes by and still looks after you, still takes care of you. Ain't you glad? I'm glad I got a God like that. Hallelujah for Jesus.
Glory to God.
He came down there and he saw how many came down there in his head. And he said, Adam, where art thou? He knew where Adam was at. He just wanted Adam to find out about it.
Yes,
I mean, he wanted Adam to hear his voice. And that's what God wants every sinner to do. And you'll never get no clothes on you till you find out that you're naked.
Right.
Now, they tried with their own efforts to make him some aprons, but they didn't cover what God was looking at. And God said, Adam, where art thou? He said, we're out here in the bushes. We're hid. Why are you out there? Have you? Oh, yeah. Said, I eat that fruit and I'm hid. Because he said, I heard your voice walking in the garden.
Yes, sir.
That's when you find out you're a sinner.
Amen.
When you hear the voice of God coming to you and the voice of God speaking to you, and until God does that, you think you're all right. But boy, when you hear him speak, it sure tears you up. It makes a difference in your life. It'll make you wake up, find out, Lord God, I'm a sinner. I need the Lord. Hallelujah to God for the day. He came up here on the hill in that new ground and said, son, what are you doing up here? I said, well, I'm trying to get right. He said, you can't do it. You got to have me to help you. You got to come down to the house of God. Let me work a work in your heart. Oh, Lord God, I was bashful. I didn't want to go to the house of God. But God knew if I didn't go down there, I'd probably stay out in the bushes the rest of my life. Though I might be saved, I had to come down there right where I could get in front of everybody and get saved. I like it the way God does it.
Amen.
I like it the way God's doing it. I like it when God speaks to your heart.
Yes,
when you hear him, he said, we heard you. You heard you walking. Oh, we heard you talking. And God, we heard you. We knew you was coming. We could hear you coming. Oh, God, ain't you glad when you can hear the Lord coming by? I'm glad for the every time since I've been saved, the Lord's come by. Sometimes you don't see him. You don't know nothing about what's going on. But down inside, there's a deep voice down in there that's speaking to you. And oh, listen, you can hear him. And you can hear him. And you can just get up and whatever you have to do, you have to do it. Now, here's what I want you to get to. I want you to listen to. He said, Adam, what have you done? Well, he said, she made me do it. He said, the woman you gave me. That's the one. He said, that bride, that woman you give me, is the reason that I'm having to do this, that I went out there and done that. I done it because you give her to me, and I didn't want to lose her. How you listen to what I'm about to say? You know how come Jesus to die?
Amen.
It is the bride.
Amen.
Now, way back down at the end of time. Now, you wasn't in. Thank God, I'm glad that he had you hid.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
I mean, you was a mystery. But one day, thank God, because of me and you that's in the bride, it's our sin that put Jesus on the cross. It was our sin that caused him to die. The bride is guilty. The woman that you give me, she's the one called me to do it. That's how come Jesus to come down here. He knew no sin. He did never sin, but he took our sins on him. He become the Adam. I mean, he is the last Adam. Praise God. He is the last Adam. And he said, because of her, I just come down here and I took her sins and I'm down here because of the one you give me. Ain't you glad that he's taking the blame? Boy, he's taking the blame. He said, I'll take the blame for it. God never called on the bride. He never told Eve. He didn't say, Eve, where art thou? He called on the man.
Yes, sir.
I sort of dread it, but sometimes I wonder if I have to give an account of my wife's sins. Now, I'm glad she ain't here to hear this. Sorry, but that oughtn't to make you want to sin. Hey, I don't want to sin. I don't want to sin because he had to pay that penalty for me. It makes me want to love him. It makes me want to do something to please him. That ought to make every wife, I mean, love her husband. If God's calling on the head of the woman, which is the man, I mean, if he's calling on like he did to Adam. Now, I don't know all about this. And don't you put it down that I said this is the way it is. I'm just thinking. Can I think while I'm preaching? I mean, sometimes it ain't no harm to think that the man, we are responsible. Oh, we cuss a woman. But listen, old Adam didn't. He never did say a thing against her. I like that. He just said, she just called me to do it. She gave me the fruit and I eat it. I mean, he said, she's the one called me to do it, but he never jumped on her. He never run up and said, bless God, I ought to slap your head off. Ain't that wonderful? I mean, that's the way Jesus is. He didn't say, well, you done it. No, he's glad. I mean, he's glad to take our place. He said, I love him. God said, son, I got you a bride down there, but she's so messed up. I mean, somebody's going to have to redeem her. Blood's going to have to be shed. Somebody's going to have to die. And the son said, Father, I'll do it. I mean, I love her. If you love her, I love her. Whatever you love, I love. Whatever you're for, I'm for. God said, son, you'll have to die to get her back. I mean, he said, the wages of sin's done. He said, I don't care. I'll go and die for her. That's the reason we're here today. Jesus died for our sins, rose again the third day for our justification. That's the reason he did it. That's why he did it. I mean, read it. Boy, let me read it here in Genesis. And the Bible said, and the Lord said unto the woman. Now he said to the man, and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the woman said, well, it's the devil. She said, the woman said, that thou hast, what is that that thou hast done? And the woman said unto the serpent, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. I mean, they're trying to pack it on whatever. No matter who you pack it on, somebody got to pay for it. So Jesus, I mean, he come to Adam, lost everything that God had given him. He lost the garden. He lost his wife, in a sense, like he had. He lost his fellowship with God like he'd had. I mean, he had died. He was cut off as far as God's concerned. Now, God drove him out. God drove him out of the garden. Said, I'm going to tell you what you're going to have to do, Adam. Rest of your life, you're going to have to make your living by the sweat of your brow. I mean, you're going to have to work at it, son. Well, then he said, let's put a sword out there, flaming sword, because he'd come back in this garden. And if he ever gets a hold of that tree alive, he'll live forever. I mean, we got to keep him out of the garden, or he'll live in that sinful nature with that sinful body all the rest of his entire life. But we're going to fix it so he'll die. So God fixed it like that. But you know what? Jesus came down here and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm coming to give you everlasting life. I'm the water of life. I'm coming to give you that well and the water, and you'll live forever. Now he said, listen, I've come down here to redeem what Adam lost. That first Adam lost it all, but I am the last Adam, and I'm your last hope. And I've come down here, and I'm paying the penalty for you, and everything that Adam lost, I'm going to get it back for you. And I'm not only that, but I'm going to get you more than that. I'm going to take you to another garden. I'm going to take you to one up yonder where there's 12 manners of fruit, and the whole, all of them is good, and you can eat all of them. I'm going to take you where there's water, and where there's a street of gold, and where there's a place prepared for you, and I'm going to take you there, and I'm going to do it because I love you. And it ain't going to cost you nothing. And you don't have to work the rest of your life. I'll furnish you everything. I'll take care of you throughout eternity. I'll take care of you in this life. I'll look after you in the next one. And I'm going to live in my Father's house. Lord God, I'm going to take you up to my Father, and me and you will live with my Father forever.
Amen.
In my Father's house. Telling a fellow up to the barber shop the other day, I said, if you go to hell, you live in the devil's house, because it was prepared for the devil and his angels. But I said, if you go to heaven, you live in the Father's house. Now, whichever one you want to live in, that's up to you. But I want to live in the Father's house, don't you? So I mean, everything that Adam lost, I got back in Jesus. Plus, I mean, I got everything that Adam lost in Christ. I mean, Christ gave it back to me. The last Adam gave it back to me. Now, I want you to notice. All Adam said, the woman done it to me. She's to blame. But he never did jump on her anymore. Ain't you glad? I mean, Jesus said, well, they were sinners. And Christ said, I come to save sinners. I mean, they were sinners, and they had lost it. He said, they're all lost, but I come down there so they could get saved. And he said, if they'll just come to me, I will in no wise cast them out. Boy, ain't God good? I mean, I don't care what color, what kind, what size, what whoever, whether you're poor, rich, educated, illiterate, whatever. I mean, come to him. Ain't it good that God is saving those people over yonder in Bulgaria, can't read and write? hold the songbook upside down when they're singing, hold the Bible upside down when they're trying to read and don't know the difference, but they're trying to impress somebody. But thank God, I'm glad it don't matter. God saves them anyhow. Them old Muslims over there getting saved and down at the bottom of the whole bottom of the barrel. I tell you right now, I'm so glad. Ain't God good? I mean, ain't God good? Old Adam and Eve didn't have no shoes, but I read over there in the book of Song of Solomon, how beautiful are thy feet with shoes. And I'll tell you right now, when I read that, I thought, great God, isn't that good? God sent us a whole container load, and we got another and ready to go out of Bulgaria. They didn't have no shoes, but boy, when them shoes got in there, them little old youngins got them shoes. I mean, Harmon told me he seen one little old youngin with one of them pair of shoes on, it's got lights in them. He said that youngin has jumped for 2 straight hours. I mean, so the lights had shined in his shoes. Never seen nothing like it. Oh, it ain't that good. And somebody brought me a bunch of shoes the other day. I guess his brother Goats, he brought a bunch of shoes over here, and some church over North Carolina gave him $1,000 to buy them. And he went and bought some little ones. Oh, what a blessing. Great God, what a blessing. I looked over at old William was wrapping them shoes, and I walked in there and seen them little ones, and I said, praise God for the shoes. Them little shoes. I like it. I mean, Lord, have mercy. It's gonna, oh, and they said, you know what? The shoes has got through all the communities, telling everybody, all them villages are saying, can you believe that somebody loved us, got enough to send us some shoes. Well, it wasn't us. It was God that sent them the shoes. God's the one that's doing it. Ain't God good? I mean, Lord, he's wonderful. Not only is he going to send them shoes, but sending them some food, sending them some clothes. All they lost under communism and under Adam and under the rest of that stuff, God's giving it back to them. They're wearing better shoes than anybody in Bulgaria. I mean, they was barefooted here last fall, but thank God they got shoes on today. Ain't that wonderful? God give us over 6,000 pair of shoes. I mean, I'm sure well over that. 40-some thousand, maybe 50,000 pair of good socks. Lord, all the other clothes. Sweaters. Oh, give us gloves. And some toboggans the other day, a whole box full of them come in. I don't know how to praise God. I just tell you right now, I'm so glad he did it. And that's the reason he done it, because he said, because the woman you give me. I mean, because the woman you give me. I mean, she gave me, and I. Oh, listen, you know, Jesus took all of my sins.
Right, amen.
And because of that, I'm free. I mean, I'm free. He took my sins in his body on the tree. He bore our sins, the Bible said, in his body on the tree. I believe he drunk them down there in the garden where he's praying. I believe he took all of my sins.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the service this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.